Hi everyone, this is Kasamblan Podcast. It won't be long, and you know, this is international break period where no particular topics or some of the discussion material that I would like to talk about Milan. But if you look at the Italian national team, they will play England tomorrow or Wednesday early morning Jakarta time, which is very important game for the Azzurri team. They are now sitting in the second place of Group C Euro qualification 2024, only 3 points difference between Italy and England as league leaders, so a win will put the points at same level with England. It's not gonna be easy because England have so many quality players and they've been very consistent, and they perform well, especially in the qualification of big championship such as World Cup or Euro. While Italy, as you know, they failed to qualify in the two last World Cup, 2018 and 2022, which were very bad. And they will try to qualify at least for Euro 2024, where they are the defending champions. And actually, about Milan, yeah, the newest updates, not much, such as players like Kalulu, Krunic, yeah, they've started to train in a group. Yeah, if their recovery went well, they will be eligible for the game against Juventus this weekend. As for Krunic, there was also news that Milan now trying to initiate contact with Krunic agent about the extension, but the request quite high. They request between 3 and 3.5 million euro per year, as this is the contract that offered by Fenerbahce last summer, but Milan will only offer him for between 2 and 2.5 million euro. Otherwise, they maybe sell him in next summer. Yeah, but we cannot expect the offer like more than 5 million euro, because Krunic next summer will enter his last years of contract, so the value, the price will be quite low, I guess. But it was understandable that Krunic stay this summer, because when the offer came, I remember that the competition was about to begin and Benaster still injured, and Pioli doesn't have more time to find or to install a new players in that position in front of the defense. And Yasin Adli, yeah, although Yasin Adli performed convincingly in the last 3 or 4 matches, but I think it doesn't considered enough, yeah, until at least for now. But I hope that Adli, yeah, will gradually perform well, improving his defensive ability. Yeah, because his passing range and his vision is excellent. So if he managed to to improve his defensive ability, he will be a complete deep lying playmaker or a regista that Milan have been looking for. And also, there's a bad news in Italian football in general, where some of the players, especially young players like Fagioli and then Zaniolo and Tonali, accused of being involved in illegal gambling. As you may know, that gambling in Italy or in generally Western country is not forbidden, as long as it is done in a legal platform. Yeah, legal platform means they pay taxes and they also have license, but those players did the gambling with a huge amount of money in the illegal platform. So that's why it is forbidden. In my personal opinion, whether it is in legal or illegal platform, gambling is not right. Okay. Yeah. If you look at from any other side, both religion or financially, when you have the habit of gambling, yeah, you will get curious, yeah. Especially if you win, yeah, if you win, because human nature is greedy, right? If they have one, they wanna have two, and they wanna have 10, and if they lose, they will be, yeah, more fascinated to get their money back, which is never came, yeah. And yeah, I think it's a general human problem from the beginning of history until the end of time, I guess. But it's a shame that this case happened to football players, professional football players with high salary, and especially they should be an example for the youth. Yeah, so it's too bad. It's a shame players like Tonali, especially Tonali, involved. Yeah, and I think it happened when he played with Milan. So I guess Milan have nothing to do with it, because as the club, as the employer, they don't follow the player's activity off the pitch all the time, 24/7. Yeah, the players themselves have responsible, because they are grown up men. They have to responsible for every act. Yeah. They've done. So yeah, when they do something bad, something illegal, they should responsible for it as a grown-up man, as a professional athlete. Yeah, but I think, I don't know, yeah, usually in the past, yeah, when players alleged with gambling activity, they will be punished. But I don't know if the club also got the consequences, but as far as I remember, they only the players being suspended or disqualified from football activity. Yeah, if you know some ex-players like Paolo Rossi, even Giuseppe Signori as an ex-player, Cristiano Doni, yeah, those are big names in Italian football, but it didn't stop them to do anything illegal like gambling. So as I said before, it's a human nature. Yeah, it's a human nature to bet their money and to increase them, yeah, in the gambling platform. So it's not a good example. Yeah. And for the match against Juve, I think it's gonna be a tough match, as Juve, they are now sitting in the I think they are sitting in the third position. Yeah, they have the same points with Fiorentina, 17 points, right? And Milan has 21 points, Inter has 19. Yeah, so the top spots of Serie A is still very much open. There are still so many matches left. Anything could happen. And Juve, yeah, they've always motivated when they see Milan. Especially last season, they sat at fourth place, but they've got their points reduced by 10. So Milan took Champions League spot. So it was a bitter pill to swallow by Juventus to let Milan go to the Champions League. But yeah, especially players like Chiesa have made comments that Milan didn't deserve to be in the Champions League. But yeah, every action should have consequences, right? And when your club violate the rule, yeah, even though you perform on the pitch, you should take a responsible, yeah, and you don't have to blame another club. So you should blame your own club, I guess. But that's another thing. Yeah, I don't wanna go too much into that comments. Yeah, but Juve will be without long-term injury like Desilio and also Paul Pogba, who also have a doping case. And then probably they will play without Alexandro, which is not an important player for Juventus anymore. Yeah. And Chiesa and Vlahovic still in doubt condition, but they will try to recover on time against Milan. When they play, of course Milan have to alert, yeah, in the defense. Chiesa, in preseason, if you remember, Chiesa played on the left side and Calabria was overwhelmed by his pace and dribbling. So yeah, Calabria should do better in the match, and other players should help him in defense phase against Chiesa. And Vlahovic, he's a good striker, already scored I can't remember, maybe five or six goals in Serie A. He's got a great season already, and this should be alert also for Tomori and Malik Chow, who will mark him. And also other players like Timothy Weah. This is going to be a special game for him because his father Jos Weah used to play for Milan, Milan legend as well. So it's going to be a special game for Tim. And also, yeah, another players like Rabiot and also Kostic, yeah, McKennie, yeah, they're usually looking very dangerous, and they also good in set piece situation. Players like Danilo, yeah, they can score to use the set piece, yeah, which yeah, Milan still sometimes lapse in the defensive phase, yeah. And Milan will be without Mike Maignan and Theo Hernandez, yeah, both got suspended. Yeah, because receive a red card and 5 yellow cards accumulation. So it's not going to be an easy game against Juve. Yeah, but I still believe Milan got what it takes to take the 3 points at home. They should have motivation. Although after the international break, the players usually tired. Yeah, players like Pulisic, they have traveled so far away from Milan. Yeah, there's a risk that players like Pulisic will not perform well, just like what he shown against Inter in the derby. where he just returned from international duty. Yeah, I think it should be anticipated by Pioli and the team. Yeah, with Samuel Chukwueze as the probably a solution on this. Yeah, and let's hope Chukwueze will find his goal scoring and assist form, yeah, in Milan. Okay, I think that's enough for updates. Yeah, and for some of friends who ask about Indonesian language, the use of Indonesian language in this podcast, actually I don't have any particularly reason why I use this English language. That's because I want to first, and then I would like to improve my English because my English is not really good. Yeah, you can hear for yourself. So this is the platform, this is the media where I can practice my English freely, yeah, and comfortably, yeah, without any pressure. So I don't know, perhaps some other time I will return to use Indonesian language in some occasion, but for now, yeah, I don't know until when I will still use this English language. I don't mean to expand my listener from to reach global audience, but yeah, I don't think about that. Yeah, I just do what I like. Yeah, and as long as it's still fun, I will keep doing this. And of course, thank you for all of you who listen to this and to get the attention. Yeah, for all your good attention on this channel, this small podcast channel. And yeah, I guess we'll see about that, about Indonesian language again. Okay, see you in the next episode, and goodbye.